Welcome, my fellow traders, to Truth is Now Treason. You're going to be in for a treat today. We're going to do something we haven't done for quite some time. I'm Dietrich.
And I'm Lennox.
Traders, what is the worst thing you have been called? Now, I am in this political group on social media, and I won't tell you which one it is, but I have been called every name in the book. I have been called liar, I don't know how many times. I have been called a conspiracy theorist, an election denier, a cult member or a cultist, a maggot, and I don't know what else. But recently here at Truth is Now Treason, we were called poison. And so we took that comment made by one of our listeners, and we love this listener so much. If that person is listening, you have inspired us to do something fun. And I hope anyone listening has a sense of humor, because Dietrich particularly was inspired to write some lyrics about that comment. And we took Alice Cooper's song titled Poison, and we wrote our own lyrics of somebody who is a liberal and how they view us and some of their ways of thinking. And so we're just making a joke about it. So I hope you enjoy the song.
Make me feel nice. The truth uphill, brain cells it kills. Afghanistan, why yeah, I better not touch.
Don't touch.
I wanna scold you for saying a man is a man, killing old jobs. Yeah, I wanted too much.
Too much.
Truth is now treason. It's nothing but venomous. You're poison, killing all my brains. You're poison. All this thinking caused me pain.
The view so hot. They are maybe not Rachel Maddow. Russia lies, I bow.
I have no logic, yeah, it's way for thin.
It's thin.
I wanna blame Trump and scream when you say his name. Don't own a gun because you know it's a sin.
A sin.
Truth is not treason, it's nothing but venomous poison.
Recession
and you.
worst under Biden.
These are Putin's gas prices.
Trump's mental faculties were in total disarray, unlike Biden.
Cow farts cause climate change.
So we hope you enjoyed that. We hope you got the humor that we were throwing in there. We were just kind of making fun of ourselves and making fun of the liberals' lack of logic. So we're just going to talk briefly about some of the lines that we've got in here. So if you want to look at the lyrics, we're going to have it on the website in the podcast episode description. So I'll start us off with the first line. The first line we want to talk about is Afghanistan lies. Yeah, I better not touch. When this ridiculous Afghanistan debacle happened and we pull all our troops out, they kept lying. The numbers kept changing about how many people were there. And it was just lie after lie after lie.
We talked about this in one of our episodes in Is This the Beginning of the End, where the charities that were rescuing the Americans that they deserted over in Afghanistan actually said that our government was the biggest
hindrance
to them rescuing any Americans that we left there. Normally, we pull out our own people first before our military. They did it totally the opposite, something that you wouldn't normally do, and they just handed over our weapons to our enemies. They won't tell you that. They seem to think that it's a success, but but 13 soldiers were killed needlessly.
And then the next one is killing oil jobs. Yeah, I want it too much. Now, Joe Biden was asked during one of the debates, well, how do you feel about shutting down oil production and how it'll hurt the economy? Some jobs will go away. And his words were, we'll work it out. Biden didn't care he was going to be killing oil jobs. Didn't matter to him.
We were a net exporter before Biden took office, and he changed that. Now we're decreasing our production here, making it difficult to drill. And we've talked about it in some of our other episodes. So that's what that is making fun of.
And then we have the line, don't own a gun because you know it's a sin. Now, for those of you who aren't aware, and we really haven't covered this yet in Truth Is Now Treason, how they're trying to get it to where a gun purchase is flagged when you purchase it with your credit card. So we're going to recommend to you, and this is something we are going to be doing as well, from now on, when you purchase a gun, when you purchase ammunition, use cash. That way they can't track you because they do believe it's a sin for you to have a gun. Then we have the line says, I don't ever want to see these oil prices drop. There was a writer for the New York Times who said that the basement for gas prices should be $5 a gallon. So there are some liberals out there who think it's a sin for us to have gas prices below $5 a gallon.
Naturally, you're going to see the price of gas go up because of the production being cut here in America.
Next one we got is illegals crossing can never get enough. There are people out there who actually want to try to get us to believe that the border is shut down under Biden, which is the most ridiculous thing we have ever heard. I mean, if that's the case, then why did Martha's Vineyard happen? Why did they drop off all these illegals at Kamala Harris's house? It's because these border cities are overrun. They can't handle them. They're like, okay, you want to be a sanctuary city? We'll drop them off there. Then the next one we got is say recession and you are the one to blame. So when all this recession fears started happening, and yes, we are in a recession. When you have two consecutive quarters of negative growth, you're in a recession. And they're wanting to change the definition of a recession, but we are in one. If you remember, Janet Yellen and a bunch of other people were saying, well, the only reason we have a recession is because people are saying that we're in a recession. That's the only reason why everybody thinks we're in a recession. No, we're in a recession because your policies suck.
And something at the end of our song we put in there, just because of the logic or the lack thereof, everybody knows there are two genders. All right, so
What?
An X and a Y chromosome, people. So, you traders, you need to school Dietrich on that. And then also, I don't know if you remember when Trump was in office, they tried to make it look like Trump was losing his mental faculties and he wasn't all there, when we know when Biden was actually campaigning, they were hiding him in the basement. That's why Trump was making jokes about hiding Biden or Sleepy Joe. And then the thing that really gets me is that we've talked about the World Economic Forum in our previous series and how they just think climate change is such
an existential threat.
Yes.
and and how we have to get rid of fossil fuels and all this stuff just for climate change and eat less meat. Well, it's because they really believe that cow farts are causing climate change. And if we have fewer animals, fewer cows, especially,
fewer cow farts,
then we'll cut back on the CO2 emissions.
Yes, because of the methane that's supposedly in the cow farts.
So that's why we were making fun of it, because it doesn't make sense.
When the fact that cows fart is on your list of worries, you don't have enough to worry about. We want to thank you for listening. We hope you had a good time. We had a great time making it. We had a great time recording it. Pass this on to other people, if you would, please. We would love to see more people listening to Truth Is Now Treason. We're already at 1 billion. We're trying to get it at 1.2 billion.
Just like the illegals crossing the border. Oh!
There are no illegals crossing the border. It was only under Trump.
Until next time, my fellow traders.